Okay, hi and welcome to our discussion of podcasting and education. There's a large amount of notes to go with this discussion, which you will probably have distributed to you in some electronic or paper form, but we're not going to work from them. We're going to just talk about it, because that's what it's all about.
Talking
with your mouth. I'm Gareth, this is Francis, and this is Sarah.
Hello. So, hey, let's get started.
Let's kick off.
Like, what's all this tech and stuff in education? And is it any good?
What are the uses?
Well, I think, we've gone through the notes and we've seen, it's cool, some people have the impression that working with computers, all you learn is how to use computers, which we don't agree with.
Well, it was certainly true in the past. I think for a long time, especially in Ireland, computers were just this grey box that was very expensive, brought into the class, sat in the corner, and the kids would spend 15 minutes on it, and they learn how to type.
Yeah.
That's been the history. It's not good.
Yeah.
Or use the internet.
That one computer in the school that had the golden internet on it.
Still your 15 minutes this month.
And you couldn't use it in case you broke the internet.
Careful. Anyway, so...
So it's more than that now.
You can learn more than that because obviously there are a whole pile of different information resources out there. Plus, there are ways to actually create content as well using your computer in the corner. So you can also... You can both create information and you can also get information, which is pretty cool.
And computers are no longer kind of the limited things they once were. They're now capable of creating, with a home computer and some simple equipment, you can create what we're doing here. You can create a video which is of reasonably high quality and can be distributed. Obviously the more money and the more time you spend, the better the quality of the production. But even with simple commodity equipment that's very, very cheap, you can make some audio or video recording, distribute it to the world for very, very little money. So it's a really radical shift in the means of production from... It's like the printing press all over again.
Yes, essentially it's giving you the potential for your own radio or TV station in your own home and broadcasting to the entire world. So
free publishing for all.
Nearly free.
Well.
Nearly free.
Cheap.
Yes.
Free as in freedom. There we go.
Free as in freedom. We all need more of that.
Definitely.
So a couple of existing uses, which the audience might not be aware of, for podcasting education. In fact, in Ireland, there's actually a couple of lectures already being podcast in Trinity. Two courses are being podcast on iTunes. And UCD lecturer is allowing this course to be downloaded, but not through iTunes. In the United States, University of Washington has 21 courses up, and Stanford University is posting a variety of courses and lectures. So this is becoming more and more widely used in education. MIT, of course, have an open courseware initiative where almost any of their courses can be watched for free online. So even if you can't attend the course or afford to go to the university, you can get most of the course materials, notes and so
on
online.
And this is not the first time this has happened because the Open University has existed for many, many years. And if you want to go other ways, I mean, Sesame Street is just another simple way of actually, education through a mass media format.
Yeah, well, I think we forget how radical the Open University was when it was first launched. It was this incredible thing, was turning TV into an actual educational use, and it was questioned whether it could ever be useful, but it's literally millions of people have graduated through the Open University. It provides a very high quality of education, and a lot of it is video-based.
Yes, and people are very happy to learn that way because, they mightn't be able to get, or they might be highly isolated, or, say, physically disabled. They can't get to university, or it's very difficult. So this provides them a method to actually be educated on their own terms and their own time. So, definitely there are huge benefits, and it's actually allowing people more access to education in a way that maybe benefits them because they can actually do it at their own pace. So there's both benefits for access and there's both benefits for maybe higher educational value that these people are getting.
So what are the uses of podcasting in the classroom? There's a huge variety of uses in terms of creating podcasts which contain coursework material, other lecturers making podcasts, which you can be productive in a whole variety of ways, from students learning cross-modally through the sound and seeing the lecture in class and reading the materials, they're learning twice as much and they can revise much more easily, to students themselves actively going out, and which is possibly one of the best ways of using podcasts, where students pick a course topic or area and they produce either revision podcasts or stuff which is in projects within that area. And they can actually go out and actively learn. So they're learning all these production skills and time management skills and executive skills, and they're also actually learning the coursework material in a really interactive and enriching kind of way.
Yes, plus it's essentially they learn how to work in groups, they learn how to get information, think about it critically, compress it down into a form which can be then, you know, podcasted or then, you know, vidcasted. So they have to compress a huge amount of information into notes, which they're going to talk about, like we're doing.
with varying degrees of
success.
Of remembering what it said on the sheet before we wrote it in.
True, but there's more to it than just the technical skills of just creating something. You also have to learn how to work with people. So it's huge what you actually gain out of this. And it's not just how to create something technical, just creating a piece of video or just something that can be downloaded, a document. It's more than that. It's far, far more.
Yeah, if anything, it's like public speaking in a way. The benefits of learning to speak in public, learn to articulate, are magnified when you're podcasting, because you're learning public speaking. You're also learning all these, obviously, the digital skills involved in producing things. But you're learning how to manage your time and how to make a goal, stick to it, target it, and actually carry it through on a regular basis. So it's a great confidence builder, and it's a great people skills and social skills builder, which is kind of weird because people generally think about computers as being teaching you just how to not speak.
Some antisocial geek sitting in his darkened room. But yeah, like with podcasting, I mean, you're broadcasting to the people and you can, you know, get responses and comments and things and feedback, which would be really useful.
With this new kind of comment casting technology, I don't know if it's been mentioned at the conference, but it actually allows your users to literally phone into your podcast and speak to you back, so you get this fantastic multimedia way of communicating with huge numbers of people. It's like almost like a television station where they can talk back at the TV, and if you want to, you can hear them.
And it's immediate, because they can immediately, as soon as they hear something they want to comment on, they can do that. And you've got an immediate kind of almost conversation where you say something and someone who's listening to you can almost immediately reply their ideas of what they think about what you said. So you get it exactly in the moment that they're thinking it.
So this stuff isn't just air out of a hat. Not that that's a saying, but when you're on the spot, it's hard to come up with that. it actually has a lot of sound research behind it. A lot of research explaining how exactly we learn, from Johnson & Johnson's research on down, says that we learn best when we work in groups, we learn best when we're doing something interesting, we learn best when we're self-motivated. All of these things are intrinsic to podcasting, to vidcasting, to all of this world of producing multimedia content. So they're things that will make students motivated and go off and do stuff which they otherwise wouldn't have done, tackle things and learn to handle ideas in ways which they wouldn't have done on a much more highly functional and independent level. And after all, getting people talking about ideas is what teachers ultimately want to do, or at least hopefully want to do.
Critical thinking is an important part of any educational process, because you've got to be able to then simulate new knowledge and then judge it and think, all right, is this lies, is it rubbish, or does what I'm reading or listening to actually have some valid points? And you've got to learn how to do that, and one of the things of education is teaching you how to think for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly podcasting can help you do that as well.
Arguably, for a long time, Irish education has been caught in quite a static rote learning model. It didn't go through the kind of active child-centred learning developments that happened in the United Kingdom and in the United States, and it certainly didn't go through the Steiner-Waldorf school approach or any of the more radical approaches to education, which have been found through research to have very, very good confidence building, independent thinking skills building benefits. So things like this, like podcasting and vidcasting, can help to ameliorate that. They don't have to get rid of the standard classroom, but they can add that social aspect, that independent thinking aspect, creativity aspect, that's arguably been missing for a long time.
True. I think so, rather than just writing reports. Think about it instead.
And of course, writing the reports is an intrinsic part of it, because despite the fact that you are apparently ad-libbing, to have something to say, you do have to do the research. So you get that multidimensional approach.
True.
Okay. That's us, really. So, okay, thanks very much, Bernie. Goodbye.